Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodrich. Connection is
made. And Kelly, we stopped to update that intro. It's not just Michael Goodrich, it's Michael Goodrich and...
And Kelly McPherson.
Yes.
I'm happy to be your offsider. It doesn't have to be official, Michael. It's okay.
No, no, Greg will have to update that intro for sure.
How are you?
Pretty good. It's been school holidays. Lots of fun, but some good weather.
Great weather, and there's some beautiful weather on the horizon for the weekend, to mid-20s.
It is, yeah. yes. And I remember last time we had Shlomit in, talking about her beautiful carving and talking about their connection to country, and it's now Pawneet season in the Wundjeri, so it's tadpole season. Yeah. I was out with the kids yesterday down at Haining Farm with Park Speak for the Junior Rangers and doing frog listening and all the stuff. It was amazing to see, and it's so unique that I was like, yes, this is why we're doing frog watching, because it's tadpole season.
And it's the sound of a healthy environment, isn't it?
It very much is. Yeah. So if you haven't been to Haining Farm, it's beautiful. It's in Don Valley, and it's been created. It was a cattle farm and dairy farm. Then it's been converted to a conservation reserve for Hamilton honeyeaters and also the native furniture there. So they've got some lovely wetlands there to be able to protect and provide a new nature reserve for those animals.
An adventure for little kids and big kids alike.
Yes, yeah, it's gorgeous.
We've got a big show today.
We do. We've got a few guests this time as well. So we've got Nathan from the Warburton Primary School talking about their 150th celebration. So huge history at the school there, celebrating the past 150 years. And what does the next 150 years look like for Warburton Primary School, but also just primary schools? Things are changing so much. What could the future look like? Who knows?
And we've also got Yarra Valley Arts, so the team will be coming in to talk about all things open studios in October. So it's an annual marquee event, so looking forward to chatting to the guys about that. And last but no means least, we've got Ethne coming in from U3A Hillsville to have a little bit of a chat about some online week activities.
Sounds good. But first off, welcome Nathan.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming along. Now it's your school holidays. You're a principal. Now you're just relaxing. You got no work to do. It's just school holidays. Teachers do.
Absolutely.
They don't know work in the school holidays, do they?
Never.
No, never. I like my mum, who was a teacher, and school holidays were just work without kids.
You get a lot done. Sometimes I sit there in my office, which is very quiet at the moment. I think, imagine how much you could get done in the school with no students there, and then you realise, yeah,
that's why you're there.
Completely pointless.
Now, Warburton Primary School is celebrating this year its 150th birthday.
That's right.
And before the break, we were talking about a bit of the history of Warburton Primary School. You've been there for about 4 years now as principal.
Right. Yes.
And you're about one of around the 40th or 50th principal there, which is quite amazing. Yes, yeah. I was doing my maths then. Okay, so roughly 3 to 4 years each principal or so, depending. Mm. But 150 years is a long time ago. And you were sharing a bit about the very early days of Warburton Primary School.
That's right. It does have a very interesting history. So 150 years as an official school with the Department of Education, but it did exist for at least 6 or 7 years prior to that in a very small shack that the community put together.
Yeah. So and not on its site, till it was somewhere else.
No, it's had several sites.
Yeah.
So originally, the site itself has actually been probably the biggest contentious issue the school has had. Originally, the community really wanted the school for the children in the area, and it was a small community, but it had a lot of mining and some timber and things in the area. So there were families moving in slowly, and the community had some sites on some different properties. So one was a shack that they called Gray's Shack, and that was sort of offered to the Department of Education if they'd like to take it up, but the department sort of kept pushing back or saying that they were looking into things for a period of time. But it wasn't until that sort of landmark in 1872, there was the Landmark Education Act, because schools in different areas were all doing their own thing.
Yes.
There was no Victorian curriculum or anything. There was nothing sort of standardised. So they brought in the three sort of principles were that it was free, it was secular, and it was compulsory for children from 5 to 16. And from that, it was actually Mr. Edward J. Buller who got right behind it and really pushed to have the school, because of this new law, that we should have a school in Warburton.
Locally offered.
That's right. Children. So, from that time onwards, they also applied for Hoddle's Creek at the same time.
There's a connection there with Hoddle's Creek and Warburton.
So, yeah, it was actually one school under the same number, 1485, for a period of time. And the principal there's a lot of letters between the original headmaster and the department about the horse that he had. So firstly, he didn't have a horse. He wanted one and they wouldn't send him one. Then he did get a horse locally. I think the community gave him a horse, but they, the department would not provide him with fencing. And so there's a lot of letters from the original principal saying that, you know, he's had to till midday trying to chase his horse around and he still can't get to Hoddles Creek Primary School by a certain time. So, but it was... Yeah, it was a success, I think, the school itself, by moving from these smaller locations then to the Damman's Road site, mm-hmm. which it was up until the 40s.
And whereabouts on Damman's Road was that? You probably know Damman's Road, but it's an awkward space.
I'm not an official historian, but I think the site itself is towards the top. I have a photo of it, actually, in our display cabinet from the other side of the Yarra.
Yes.
And it seems pretty high up on the road. I would say, but that site had three classrooms, but that school got to 150.
Wow.
So they had 50 students in each classroom.
That's amazing.
Which was obviously not for health
crowd
and safety.
Control, yes.
No, yeah. But from that site, and then it did burn down in the 40s, and so from that point, the students actually had a period of time where they were just in the mechanics hall one day. They even met in the rotunda. I was talking to one of the people who work at the Bendigo Bank, and she was saying she remembers being in the rotunda for periods of time.
Wow.
Until this new school was built, which is where we are now, up on Horners Road.
And when was that? When was that site?
I believe it was officially, I can even give you a date, I think, on here. I've been digging around in all these different, you know,
it's
files
fascinating,
and things.
All this,
really interesting. The school site... I want to say, so Mr. Bleakley, he was the one who, I think, officially opened the school there. 1943 was where the new site needed to be chosen.
Yes.
And then Damman's Road, by 1951, the Damman's Road was full at 152 students.
Wow.
And then in, I think, the February 3rd of February 1953... it officially opened.
Yeah, there you go.
So, and we've since sort of extended it and had new
lots of
buildings
growth
and things added, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's amazing hearing the story. It's a common story thread too for your Valley Up Yarra. It's like this thing that the community wanted and they made it happen.
All the way through. There's some really beautiful statements from letters and newspaper articles and things about even that the site in where we are now on 16 Horners Road.
Yes.
The Seventh-day Adventist group came together and they developed a little flyer that said, you know, the benefits of a really well-equipped school. And on the site it had a tear-off donations piece, which was for the Warburton Primary School or state school that they were setting up at the time.
Yep.
And there was even a period of time where there was no high school either for such a long period of time. So Warburton Primary School was the chosen site of then to create it into a high school as well. So it actually ran up to year 10 for a period of time. We had students from year 7 to 10, which were, I think, form one and two or three.
Yeah. Yeah, four, yep.
And then after that, it was chosen to be the current school. Yarra.
It's like I said, like it's been the thing where the community sees something that they know they need and want, and then they take action and really get organised and make it happen. And I think the same thing with the Upper Yarra Secondary was the same story. The locals really advocated for a local high school, and that happened. And the pool at Yarra Junction was also advocated and fundraised by the community. The library was as well. I'm sure there's so many places in Healesville as well. And obviously we have Corindirk, which is even the most epic story of the Indigenous community showing how they can be incredibly organised and advocate for themselves and have a space to be really productive and keep their culture going as well. And now it's back in their hands. So all these threads of stories of community-led, community-driven, and then you know, with like us, Kelly's role, we come along the side to really help out and support those ideas come to life, and help connect and communicate and people connect and support each other.
And to be able to connect with them too, Michael, over time, like 150 years.
Yes.
Pretty remarkable, and the stories and the history. And if only those walls could talk of all the activities and maybe misadventures and mischief that the kids had during that time would be quite interesting to revisit.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's many, I've spoken to a few past students who are all really excited about coming along to 150th celebration and sharing those stories and reconnecting with those past students too. So that was the past story. What's now in the present, you've got this big celebration coming up. So when is it and what's it like and how can people come along and be involved? What can they expect?
Well, firstly, we absolutely welcome every single person in the community if they would like to be part of the day. Mm-hmm. You certainly don't have to have been a past student of Warburton Primary School to be part of this community. And there's a very good chance if you've been in the community for a while that your ancestors helped to develop and support the school. So it's on the 19th of October, so about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks away.
Yes.
It's on a Sunday. It runs from 10 till 2. There'll be a few sort of speeches and things at the beginning at around 10:15. And then from then on, we have so many different stall holders and we have rides on the oval and activities for the kids. And a lot of the classes have things set up at the moment. I'm not only the principal, but also the art teacher and PE teacher. And so the art students in art at the moment have been making different artworks and things that we'll create prints of and some cards and things that you can purchase, which will go towards the school as well. So lots of fun, you know, fundraising ideas and activities. But I think the nicest part will be reconnecting with all these past families and you know, staff members and people who've been at the school for many, many years.
Yeah. And it's a great place to, you know, celebrate the school's history, but celebrate Warburton as well. Like, you've had those amazing connections across these. I didn't realise the Seminole Adventists had that connection way back, and they're going to be there running their food van as well.
That's right.
We have the Jigsaw Jumps, which is a local company that builds these modular jumps for kids, and they'll be there as well. And we've got a bungee jump run as well, and some great food, and obviously hot chips and coffee and scones.
Yes, all the good stuff. Yeah,
all that good stuff as well. So a great day. And so if people want to come along, they can come the day and enjoy it as well. But if people think, hey, I might like to have a stall there, or be involved in different ways, how else people can be involved?
Yeah, if you have any ideas or would like to be more involved, you're absolutely more than welcome. We do have some stall holders that are setting up in an area, and there's absolutely more space there if people would like to be part of it. Mm-hmm. I've been asking absolutely everyone. I might have even roped in, you know, like the local doctor and lots of other people yes. who might just come and be part of it for the day, just to kind of, I guess, meet more of the community too.
Yes.
But yeah, if you have ideas, please get in touch.
Lovely.
Yeah, have a look at the school website and get in touch.
Yep, so if you want to get in touch via the school website, it's Warburton Primary School, just jump down your browser.
That's it.
You're also on socials too.
We are.
So if you want to find out more and keep tabs of what's happening, Facebook page as well.
And on this, Instagram. Facebook, where
plenty of
information on there.
Yes.
And all the posters and things, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Nathan, for coming in, sharing your story. Sunday, the 19th of October, 10 till 2 p.m. at the Warburton Primary School. Check them out on Facebook and Insta and our website for information. But it should be a great day. Fingers crossed, great weather. It's a beautiful place, beautiful community, and a great chance to celebrate the last 150 years and think, look to the future as well.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, and thank you for your time.
Cheers. Thanks, Nathan.
And welcome back to October's Council Connection Show. Tell you what, we're shifting gears now, Michael. We have gone from 150-year celebrations down at Warby Primary School, and now we've got the crew. We've got Reggie and Mary. Welcome from Yarra Valley Arts. How are you?
Yeah, great, thank you. Thanks
good.
For having us.
Good, thanks, Kelly.
It's always a pleasure. And I tell you what, Yarra Valley Open Studios, it's a marquee event.
Yep, it
sure is. How long has it been going for?
Look, it probably started in 2010, went for two or three years, I think, and then there was a break, and then after that, Yarra Valley Arts took it over. So we've been going since 2017, and, yeah, it's fabulous.
It's such an opportunity. So if you've been living under a rock and you're not sure what Open Studios is all about. Tell us a bit. Tell us, share a few things with our listeners.
So we have a lot of artists in the Valley, and every year a lot of them put their hand up to open their studios to the public. So it's an opportunity to go in and see their private places, where they're inspired, where they create their work, and chat to them. And you'll see works in progress, that sort of thing. I'll let Mary talk about her studio in a bit.
And it's quite a unique opportunity,
yes,
though, isn't it?
That's because right. They don't open their studios any other time. They might by appointment, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do two weekends. So we do one weekend in the Yarra Valley, 11th and 12th of October. Then we do another weekend on the 25th and 26th, which covers the upper Yarra, so up around Warburton and that area. So.
Yeah, you split in two. And like you say, it's a real opportunity because, you know, creatives, they have their wonderful little warm spaces.
Exactly.
And to be able to sort of sneak in behind the easel or behind the potter wheel to see them in action is pretty remarkable.
That's right. And, you know, some of them, one of them's in an old dairy, someone else is in a beautiful new shed, other people use their spare bedroom. So, you know, it just depends on how they work. And, yeah, it's fabulous.
And there's something, as far as the range of mediums go, is there something for everyone?
Yes, yeah, there's painters, potters, photographers, there's fibre arts. In the past, we've also had sculptors and a couple of other mediums, but this year it's mainly those three. Oh, and printmaking. A couple of them do printmaking.
So. Yeah, and I can imagine that sometimes, well, you're stable of artists.
Yeah,
many of them have been before, but there's new ones as well.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. About probably I would say two-thirds are the same as the previous years, but then we get new ones and other people have a rest one year. And so, you know, it's just constantly evolving and changing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I love how it's sort of split up because I imagine it's pretty hard to get around to all of the artists.
That's right. So we try and make it easy for people to visit as many as they like, and they can pick, and we encourage people to stay the weekend so that they can also have a look at what else is happening in the Valley. Shedfest is on at the same time, so
it's a busy time.
Expect a few Shedfesters at our studio.
Why not? And it's just an opportunity. And as far as, so Mary, what's your involvement in this year's Open Studios?
Kelly, I'm an artist. I've been doing art since I can remember. My mother used to kick me out of the house and say, go and play in the garden. So I used to go and pick the flowers and mix them all up and make water. So I made my first watercolour at about the age of two.
Oh, remarkable.
But then I also taught art in primary school, and I always loved the joy that art can bring to children. And I guess my main aim for doing art is to escape from the brutality and the conflicts that you see thrown at you every day from around the world. And I work in different sort of mediums, and this particular open studio is mainly in acrylic, but I also work on Yopo paper, which is a Japanese paper, a synthetic surface where the paint sits on the surface and dries. I find that very challenging and exciting. I do hope that when people look at my paintings that it brings some sort of joy and vibrancy into their lives. That's the whole point of me painting, is to look at the beauty in the world and not at the conflict that I say that we're immersed in every day. If you come to my studio on the 11th and the 12th, I'll be making scones and providing a Devonshire tea.
We love a good scone. Mary, you've got us.
Well, I do like to extend country hospitality. And we normally run a music session once a month, and that's the weekend we normally have musicians come. But some of them are going to drop in and out over the weekend, so you might see a wandering musician playing a few tunes, mainly Celtic. We do have an open fire I don't know whether or not it'll be cold enough to have it going, but it's nice to sit there and have a cuppa, look at the artwork, talk to other artists, look at the painting, flick through a few art books and just enjoy your day out visiting other artists' studios as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not often, I imagine, where there is that opportunity to go on a little bit of an art trail, pop in and, like you say, Mary, for the artists that may not be involved this year to connect in with their neighbours or on the alternate weekend with their neighbours up in the Upper Yarra as well. It's a pretty great opportunity to network with each other.
That's right, yeah.
But also for people of all ages to just discover new art. And like you said, Mary, there's never enough joy in the world, so so bring that on.
And I did want to mention our exhibition. We're very excited this year that we've got a pop-up space in the middle of Healesville.
Fantastic.
Yes. It's right next near the bakery, so you can't miss it. And all the artists will be represented in that exhibition. So we hope people pop in there. They can plan their trip. They can pick up a brochure. And, start their arty weekends.
Yeah, now, from memory, Reggie, your brochure has a little, on the other side, it's got all the artists.
It's got all the artists, but it doesn't have a map this year, but we've got a QR code that takes you to a Google Map.
Oh, perfect. So you can have a little bit of a look. You can get a taste. I can have a look at the brochure now and you can sort of get a bit of a sense of the style of each artist. And
that's
then you can, try and work out how many you can get in the one weekend.
That's right.
Yeah. And pop into the local businesses to have lunch along the way. Or like you say, just enjoy some scones, music or art down at Mary's.
That's right. I'd love to see you.
And it's a big weekend for the artists, but what an opportunity to share. And I know back in the day, across neighbours further afield in the hills, in the Dandenongs, they offer open studios as well.
Yes.
And just the connections, long-term connections that are made within the creative community. We're pretty lucky, aren't we, here?
And we do find that a lot of the visitors who come to the studios are actually other artists. They, they love to talk about, they talk shop, basically.
Yep.
And they're just really curious about how things are done and that sort of thing. So,
and there's an opportunity too, because I imagine, we celebrate the finished piece, but what a great opportunity to
see a work in progress.
Yeah, the evolution.
Because we encourage people to have a work in progress and perhaps even show their process in other ways. They might have a loop on their, they might have done a little film, of their process, a time lapse or something. So, there's those opportunities as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got it across two weekends.
Yep.
So Yarra Valley Artists, Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of October.
Yep.
And then we pop across the highway up to the Upper Yarra region on Saturday the 25th and 26th.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. And if people want to connect online or find out more, what's the best way to get in touch?
Well, yarravalleyarts.org.au is our website. So all the information is there as well. And we've got our socials. So it's YV.
.org.au, is it?
.org.au. No, it's yarravalleyarts.org.au.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So, just check us out.
Check us out. Well, it's always a pleasure to have an annual conversation. And, Mary, we wish you all the best with your open studio this year.
Thank you, Kelly.
All the best to all the participating artists and all the volunteers that make this happen. It's a huge team effort, isn't it?
Yeah, and I want to thank Council for supporting us year in and year out. So it's really wonderful that you're supporting us with this and, we couldn't do it without you.
No, you're always welcome and it's a real partnership and, like I said earlier, we're pretty blessed in the Valley and Upper Yarra to have so many creative folk.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks. We'll check in with you next year.
Great. Look forward to it.
All the best. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel, bag is gone, oh well. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I wanna move.
slap together, you know.
That was a bit of John Lee Hooker and Canned Heat. Great album. And we've got a lovely new guest in the room. We've got Ethne from U3 Healesville and Kelly as well. We're going to have a little chat about what's happening with the U3A up here in the valley.
Yeah, we've had an action-packed session today in the studio. It's been revolving doors. Ethne, welcome. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Kelly.
Now, I hear on the grapevine, the Google grapevine, that there's going to be some activities happening at the U3A that are connected with technology.
Tell us more. I'm intrigued. So are we. We're intrigued and excited. So with so many people across our community needing to go online for all sorts of things, whether it's MyGov or whatever it might be, it may be resisting a little bit, buying new phones, opening them up, and there's just like a swag of built-in apps, being a little bit cautious, not quite knowing what's safe, what's good to use. We all have 1,000 photos that we need to organise. So U3A Healesville has organised an event called Get Organised Online with Google, so that we can actually just use what is literally at our fingertips. And this event is actually part of the Get Online Week, which is run through at Good Things, which is a foundation, an awesome foundation. And so they're just really, promoting safe use in cyberspace and, really having good technological knowledge without being over the top. So we've jumped into that week. It's also part of Seniors Month.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Yep. But we don't want it to be the sort of event that appears to be only for older people. U3A Healesville, of course, you know, is for an older group. And Good Things Foundation really supports older tech users. But we want to have a conversation with the whole community about what apps are great to use, how to use them safely, how to share content. And for those groups that might be a little bit more interested in taking some next steps, how we can work together in Google Workspace. So U3A Healesville, we're now moving toward that. So we've got all of our org information in one place, easy to store and manage. But Kelly, I think there's a fantastic opportunity for U3A Healesville to be able to collaborate online with organisations or community groups that we do work with. So to really work together in a meaningful, you know, kind of day-to-day sort of sense, you know, with others, so that we're not all turning up to, you know, meetings with our notebooks and then going away and, you know, typing them out again, then emailing each other and all of those, you know, laborious steps.
Yeah, look, it can be great to have a notebook and have a little bit of a scribble, but how amazing is it when you can have resources in an easy-to-access central location? You never know with volunteers. Sometimes people move on, new people come on board, and it's just a really easy way to keep resources in the same space but connect with each other as well. And like you say, like I know I've recently got a new phone and I opened it up and I was a bit intimidated by the amount of app options that were just on the basic handset. So to be able to connect in, learn about those things from each other,
yes,
as well, is where the gold is, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
And we've got two really good presenters. So the way the session is set up is that we'll have Katie Gatwood from Healesville Library, who probably many people know and have turned to.
Katie's fantastic.
She's awesome. Yep. Huge shout out for Katie. So who hasn't gone to see, help, you know, ask Katie to help with setting up their iPad or their phone? She's awesome. She knows her stuff. So she'll open the gig with a really nice, gentle, easy overview of Google Apps. She'll show people how she uses them so people get that hands-on experience of things you can do to easily organise your content. For a lot of us, you know, it's like photos and videos and just the usual day-to-day stuff, you know, that we share with family and friends.
All the fun stuff.
All the fun stuff. And then if you want to take it that little bit further, if you're part of a group and you're organising a party or an event or a picnic, how you can share stuff online. Then if you're that little bit bigger and you're a community organisation or group, then you've got more content to store, share, manage. So that part of it will be led by Jasmine Hicks, and I think there'll be many people in Healesville who would know Jasmine as an IT specialist. So then she'll pick up where Katie leaves off and just takes it that sort of next little, you know, sort of step along, but without being overwhelming. Again, it's just about everyday users getting to know what's out there free of charge, literally at our fingertips, and how we can use it.
And what's possible? That's the exciting thing, isn't it? Because there are so many opportunities. And how often do you go, gee, I wish I could loop in with these 10 people about this? And there's apps for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So many, so many. And you can pick and choose. So once you have a little bit of insight into what they do or what their limitations are, you can then confidently say, right, you know, we're going to use that app for that purpose and, you know, just kind of take control of all that stuff that's on your phone. Because we know, like, you swipe your phone open, you know, you've gone through your security and you go, whoa, yikes, look at all of that. So you can just sort that stuff out, use it, and just be a confident user of, you know, of our sort of everyday technology.
And a huge shout out to U3A Healesville to take the lead on offering this opportunity for community as well.
Thank you, yes. And digital literacy has been one of our courses for a while. It's not weekly. It happens sort of, you know, at times during the year. And John Pascoe was one of the people to get that course up and running. So it's kind of, it's that thing of just keeping digital literacy in front of us, you know, that it's something that's really important in all of our lives. And, yeah, so it was great that we could just then take the next step and just go a little bit further, expand our thinking. And because we're so connected to so many people and groups in Healesville, just thinking ahead a little bit and going, well, you know, there's possibilities, real possibility for working together online that would just be, you know, make our lives that bit easier.
Absolutely, that interconnectedness, like you're saying, there's a lot of crossover between the groups, and why not? Why not keep connected online? So tell us more. Obviously, it's during Get Online Week, the 20th to the 26th of October. On Sunday, the 26th of October.
That's our event. So yes. We'll close out the week. So our event, which is called Get Organised Online with Google, is on Sunday the 26th of October, starting at 10:30 a.m. going through to 12:30 p.m. at Healesville Senior Citizens Club, which is at 18 Green Street. It's free of charge. We're welcoming everybody. We would love families to turn up, you know, families and friends, because we all help each other. You know, we all sit and have a coffee and go, what's this and where's that? And now I've run out of storage. I'll have to buy another phone. No, you don't. You don't need to buy a phone when every time you run out of storage. You know, so we do. We just help each other, you know, day to day anyway. So come along, you know, and we can learn a little bit more, share experiences. And Katie, because she is awesome, is going to hang around a little bit after her presentation, and she's happy just to do, you know, some bit of Q&A with people and just answer some questions.
Fabulous. Now, as far as people, do they need to register? Can they just turn up? What's the go?
We would love people just to turn up. It's a bit onerous to, you know, go through the whole RSVP process. And the downside of running a free event is that even if people do register, they often don't turn up because they haven't paid. If something happens in the morning, you know, they'll just go, oh, you know, I'm not going to bother. So it sort of skews the numbers anyway. So we're just going to go on faith. We really don't think we'll be turning people away, but we would, you know, we would just try and, you know, pack the room, because the Healesville Senior Citizens Club is quite a big space. So it doesn't matter how many people there are. We just want to, you know, have people together to share that conversation.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you so much, Ethne. Always a pleasure having you in. So Get Organised Online with Google. Sunday, the 26th of October at 10:30 a.m. Pop on down to the Healesville Senior Citizens Club. And if you'd like some more information, pop on to U3A's website at www.healesvilleu3.org.au. Thanks, Ethne. Always a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much, Kelly and Michael.
Thank you. Thanks, Ethne. And it's so great to hear that, because I know, speaking with somebody prior to this show and talking about how, particularly those people who are retiring now, with my age care and all that stuff, there's this whole new system that's never been people actually experienced or learnt from their parents before, and this generation now going through all that. And so, you know, manage all your documentation, manage all that stuff that's on your phone that you can really do about it. Just like bring together, share their skills and experience is amazing, and have those chats around the fun stuff about sharing the photos and your adventures of where you're going and stuff as well. So it's a great way to connect.
And I can imagine you can never have too many photos of your grandkids if you've got grandkids, I'm imagining. So, you know, that like you say, Ethne, there's no need to buy a new phone. There's backup storage apps for that.
Absolutely. Well, what a show.
Wow. October, spring.
Yes.
I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. So, you know, it's going to be beautiful mid-20s on the weekend. Spring's my favourite time of the year. The weather's getting better. But there's blossom and there's baby birds. Like that's it for me.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. And mentioned at the top of the show, it's pawneet season, so it's tadpole season as well. So when you're out and about in the evenings and mornings as well, have a listen. Nature can tell you what season it is, and it's beautiful to be able to hear and see the birds coming around and the frogs croaking and chirping, and it's especially where we live too. It's just,
we're lucky.
We're surrounded by this beautiful nature. It is gorgeous, and beautiful people like we've visited today with Nathan and the Yarra Valley Arts Open Studio.
Reggie and Mary,
and Ethne as well. There's so many amazing community groups and organisations and people and places to connect and share the love and share the stories.
We're pretty fortunate, and to be quite honest, it's pretty great to be able to team up with you too, Michael.
It is. It is. Well, on that note, I'm going to leave you with a bit of The Power of Love with Huey Lewis and the News, my favourite songs. Enjoy your spring. Go to the lovely Open Studios. Check out the tech stuff happening with U3A. And also Wilburton is also having their 150th. But all these events, a lot of more events, are on the council website. So if you go to the council website, Yarranges Council, and if you search events, you'll have lots of these events listed to know what's happening in your area and more as well. Thanks to the show, Kelly.
Always a pleasure. We'll see you next month.
See you next month.